morning. Can you hear me? Thank you for welcoming me on behalf of FESCO. So I'm here to tell you a little bit about FESCO services and to thank you for your support through the years as a member coalition. Gay McDaniel, our executive director, is not able to come this morning because she's working against a deadline for two very important grants, and that's an ongoing activity with FESCO. So I hope I'm not repeating what you already know, but FESCO provides emergency shelter beds in Hayward for approximately 20 people. These are families with young children. And there's also transitional housing in unincorporated Hayward. Banyan House provides housing for 8 families up to 10 months. And in addition, there are 4 permanent supportive units right near the shelter, and they provide housing for families where one member has a permanent disability. So those are the 3 structures and that FESCO supports. The FESCO staff provide case management, counseling, parenting classes, and resources to things in the community, help with resumes, hooking up with job training. And this helps those families move towards self-sufficiency and hopefully permanent housing when they leave FESCO. And often that is the case. I've been involved with FESCO for approximately 5 years as a representative of my congregation, Our Lady of Grace in Castro Valley. And I became hooked as a volunteer when I volunteered with the children's program at Banyan House. I got to know some of the families, and I saw the stress and uncertainty in their children as I worked with them. Then, when I would go to monthly board meetings, I would hear the anonymous stories of slice of life. So I learned their backgrounds, and as I said, I became hooked. It's a very valuable service that FESCO provides. It's actually keeping some of these families out of their cars and in shelter. One really amazing statistic is that on average, 50% of the children in the shelter and at Banyan are 5 years of age and under. Yeah. So there is a waiting list for FESCO services. So what I'd like to do is read a story, one of those stories, and I don't know if any of you get the Sheltered Times. If not, you know, I'd be glad to take your name and we'll put you on the email list for FESCO. So this is a story from Uncertainty to Hope, Julie's story. Julie, a domestic violence survivor, came to Banyan House with her 3 children, all under the age of 10, in March 2013. She and her younger children settled in quickly, but her oldest had a harder time adjusting. He said he was afraid of the world and refused to go to school. Julie could guess why. All 3 of her children had witnessed her abuse, but she felt it had affected her son more than the others. She was worried, concerned, and unsure what to do. At Banyan, a transitional housing program where families can stay for up to 10 months, Julie's case manager connected her with FESCO's mental health services right away. The whole family began seeing a therapist weekly for counseling and support. Julie also joined the weekly parents group. She enjoyed learning from the group facilitator and swapping stories with other families of other single parents. They support each other in their struggles, she said. Julie has since graduated to FESCO's Housing Jobs Linkages program. Linkages is a 2-year transitional program designed to increase participant self-sufficiency. Julie receives a rent subsidy and case management support. She has found a job as an in-home health worker. Sherry, the family's therapist, reports that Julie's son has found the courage to be a kid again, now that his siblings and his mom are safe. He was ready and able to return to school in the fall. Julie says that FESCO's services have given her strength, courage, and hope for the first time in a long time. She has a newfound confidence that she and her other children have a bright future ahead. And there are many stories like this, and I actually have met the families, and I see them returning. Once a year we do the backpack drive, and I've seen them, you know, they've remained in housing and going to school. So I'm definitely supportive. If you wonder what Linkages is, that funding is not from FESCO, but it's a government program where the families do live, they get their rent subsidy, and FESCO provides the case management. And these families are throughout Alameda County. Another thing I'd like to tell you is that FESCO no longer does the adopt a family, and you may have been involved in that in the past. because we realized that it really the staff time is and volunteer time is more important in keeping the lights on and the programs funded. But the children did get gifts. There are several businesses called the office, and the shelter plus care families plus all the children in the shelter are getting gifts donated by businesses and also the Oakland A's. So we think that's worked out well. So again, thank you for being a coalition member and supporting FESCO all these years. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Chris. The reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, verses 15 through 24. One of the dinner guests, on hearing this, they said to him, "Blessed is anyone who will eat the bread in the kingdom of God." Then Jesus said to him, "Someone gave a great dinner and invited many. At the time for the dinner, he sent his slave to say to those who had been invited, 'Come, everything is ready now.' But they all alike began to make excuses. First said to him, 'I've got a piece of land. I must go out and see it. Please accept my regrets.' Another said, 'I've bought 5 yokes of oxen. I'm going to try them out. Please accept my regrets.' Another said, 'I've just been married, and of course I can't come.' So the slave returned and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and said to his slave, 'Go out at once into the streets and lanes of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' And the slave said, 'Sir, what you ordered has been done, and still there is room.' Then the master said to the slave, 'Go out into the roads and lanes and compel people to come in so that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those who were invited will taste my dinner.'" I am sad and I am ashamed. Just a week ago, right down the street by Safeway off of Foothill, Joseph John White lay on the ground, dying apparently of the cold. He was clad only in shorts, a t-shirt, jacket, and sneakers. At first, the news report said that a 50-year-old transient had died, a nameless soul in transit, as if to say that the rest of us occupy a more permanent spot on the globe. It was only later that we found out that Joseph had a name. He was a son, a father, and a brother who had fallen on hard times. So I am sad and ashamed. Sad about the tragic loss of a forgotten one, ashamed that I didn't do anything about it. It's ironic that one of my earliest memories of childhood is my mom reading me the story of The Little Match Girl by Hans Christian Andersen. Do you all remember that haunting story? I mean, raise your hand if you're familiar with it. A girl is sent out onto the streets by her stepfather on New Year's Eve to sell matches and ends up freezing to death in the frigid weather. Her image obsessed me as a child. I wanted to do something to rescue her from the cold. Sometimes I even think the whole 60s movement started on account of us baby boomers hearing the story of the nameless little match girl. Yet, as an adult, how hard do I work in bringing the homeless in out of the cold. The reading from the Gospel of Luke is a parable about a great banquet. Jesus himself is actually at a Shabbat dinner, counseling humility to the other guests present. When he begins the story, the host, having invited the well-to-do to the party, finds that everyone's preoccupied, buying and selling land, oxen, you know, dealing with their own honeymoons. That's why he couldn't come. So host said, forget about the dinner list. Go on to the streets of our city and open the floodgates to invite the poor, the homeless, and the blind to our party. I imagine the party happening at this time of year during the cold. You know, even Jerusalem, despite what we think of it being tropical or Mediterranean climate, gets cold. Just this last week, a foot of snow fell in Jerusalem in the West Bank. So the cold and shivering flooded into the host party, receiving a hot and nurturing meal. The leader of the town engaged in their business transactions, alone and isolated. Today, Fesco throws a party for the forgotten. As we heard from Christine, Fesco nurtures the transformative stories of families who turn their lives around. Stories like Julie, as Christine told us. Other stories like Trinity Bodine, who fell victim to the scourge of drugs. And after staying at Fesco's housing and participating in its programs, blossomed into a straight-A student. It's a wonderful story from the Fesco website you should all check out. So let us come to the party and throw off our pressing concerns. Let us remember the names of those who have fallen. Let us turn our sadness and shame into celebration and hope. Amen and blessed be.